wonderful journey that we started last year during lockdown, when we realized as pastors that we are facing with so many challenges, and we wanted people who have walked before us and who are also making it in this world, yabona, plant a mabanda, yaboy ministry, and we wanted them to give us some wisdom. So, and this Saturday, then he was just sharing, and then I felt like I would like to share this with you because it's profound and it's something that we need to master in these days. Because if we don't master this, we are going to fail. Indeed, we are going to fail. So, what he was talking about letting go and then trusting uNkulunkulu ukuthi he knows the plan, and then fly to the hands of the catcher. The catcher is God. He was talking about an analogy where we see lapha kwi circus abantu be swing kuma ropes. This person who swings, it's not enough for him to swing, always singing. He's swinging. He needs to come to a point where he lets go and flies to a catcher. And then he says sometimes thina as abantu abakholwayo noma as abantwana baNkulunkulu, we end up swinging and trusting on our own abilities and trusting on our own efforts and having a fear of letting go if ngidedela, I don't trust ukuthi uNkulunkulu, noma I don't believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu he will catch me. But he said we need to define who God is and be able also to realize ukuthi he will always catch us because ubaba wethu. Ethi, you know what, khonezinye izinto esiyiphelelwe isikhathi that we need to let go of, because if we don't let go of, we're going to be left behind. While we're talking about that, I love this topic about shifting. When it was 2020, Dr. Delson Msomi was speaking about a shift. Ngesikhathi silaphaya ku Apostle Nanda. And when he was talking about the shifting, I remembered a story engangisilalele when one famous interviewer interviewed one of the celebrities. And then he says to him, you know what? There were times where you were like an amoeba, where you will only come out to the public when you are about to release a movie. But right now I see you are taking pictures with your family. Everything, Jay, is in the open. You are even discussing about your life. Why is that? And then this famous celebrity, he responds by saying, you know what? At that time, if you are an actor, you should be invisible to the eye of the public. Because if they know everything about you, they know you, they see you all the time, then abantu babe boreka ngaleso skhathi. So it was important that you live an amoeba life and life of being hidden, and then you come when there is the time of a movie or a launching of a movie, and then you come out so that people will be attracted to a movie. But now times have changed because of the digital world. People want to see you. People want to see your visibility. And if you are not visible, then people forget about you. And he says, if I chose not to shift with the times, then I will be forgotten no matter what things you are going to do. So I needed to shift with the time. So it is important to understand what, as we are shifting, we need to shift with the times. Not that we are leaving uNkulunkulu wethu. uNkulunkulu wethu encompasses everything. The beginning, the end, he's there in the middle. He encompasses everything that is in the middle. So we can never outrun bani siphumele ngaphandle kwaNkulunkulu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu, he's the end, the beginning and the end. Everything that we see happening happens inside him. And it happens inside the time or the lineage. So now I just want to encourage you, even ekhaya, ukuthi maybe you are feeling ukuthi izinto ziyashintsha. Go with the change that is happening. And then as you go with the change, but to be rooted in Christ, knowing that you are holding on to him, the author and the finisher of your faith. While that happens, kukulula ukuthi si shift with the shifting and then lose ukuthi uNkulunkulu utheni kuthini. The Bible, the word of God that stands forever, it doesn't change. We need to make sure ukuthi sisuki kulona noma asikhohlwa izinto uNkulunkulu ayishile ezwini lakhe. It's easy when time change and izinto abantu abaningi abane influence abanye necessarily not necessarily ukuthi bayamazi uNkulunkulu, abanye bane influence ngenxa ngenxa yezinto eziba influencayo nangamandla abo. It's easy when we look at them ukuthi singashifta kuloko uNkulunkulu akusho ezweni lakhe, but we need to stand and believe on the word of the Lord. So I want to talk about that ke manje, about believing. Ukuthi lapha yakho khona lento esasisho sayingani ekwakuthiwa angiyakholwa, zoyisho ngesingisi ke ethi I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heavens and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord. Now the question is, do you believe that? Sometimes we can say these things, but we told you, we don't really believe in the core. Inside we can say it, but inside we don't believe ngalindlela esisho ngayo. Maybe if I can ask ukuthi, who is the Father empilweni yakho? Who is the Father Almighty? Who is the creator of the heavens and the earth? If ukholelwa kuyena ukuthi is the creator of the heavens of the and the creator of the heavens and the earth, do you believe that he's able to carry you in your hands? Like if you can look and go at God and then look at you, what size can you give to God and what size can you give to yourself? Mina mangiyibuka mina, I'm just ichachaza, mhlambe futhi elingabonakali ngisho ukubonakala when I'm compared to uNkulunkulu. Ichachaza which is almost invisible, which almost does not exist when I'm comparing myself to uNkulunkulu who has been there from the beginning of the beginning of the beginning. Because even when he decided to create the earth and the heavens, we don't know ukuthi sasingakanani isikhathi before I decide to kwenza lokho. Yabona? So now when I look at myself, I feel like I'm like nothing at all. And if I'm nothing at all, and if yena engidalile, that means ayikho into uNkulunkulu angahluleka ukuthi ayenze noma anginakekele ngayo empilweni yami. But I need to convince myself. I need to come to a place where that faith and that belief gets established, not only in my lips, kube lip service, but it needs to go and establish in the core of my heart, in my core of my spirit. And then masase siyaqhubeka sithi, we believe in the Lord who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, who was crucified and died and was buried. Even right now, sometimes we do have this thing, they are still now doubting ukuthi uJesu ever existed, or uJesu wakwaba yini indodana kaNkulunkulu. Abanye bayasho bathi uJesu was just one of the prophets, it's just that he was enlightened and he knew he was connected to God ngalendlela ukuthi he was almost like he felt it was easy for him ukuthi ayibize ngendodana kaNkulunkulu, but uMaria akazange nje azakhulelwe ngomoya ongcwele. So there are so many things and so many doubts that are happening, but you need to come to a place where wena uzi zenzela wena conclusion, with what is it that I'm going to believe, and when I'm going to believe it, okay, and when I'm going to believe this, I'm going to believe it in the core, because engikholwayo manje if uNkulunkulu ethi akashintshi unguyizolo nomuhle naphakathi. If engashintshi kusho ukuthi even if time can advance, even if this shifting out engikhuluma ngayo ingenzeka, but uNkulunkulu remains the same. He can change i container afika ngayo, but i content iyafana. Like for instance, ngeyikhathi zo Moses kwakungekho ama tablets lawo, ama phone lawo, kwakukhona babebhala ematsheni, kwafike kwahamba isikhathi kwabhala emaphepheni, kwahamba kwabhalwa encwadini, manje sesibhala kuphi kuma tablets. Something that I can edit without using funny tipex noma in. I can carry this wherever I go, and I can carry millions and millions of books in my hand. I don't need to carry a suitcase because of the shifting of the time. But uNkulunkulu sanjani usawuyena, the one that existed in the beginning is the one who exists now. As so much big that he is, so much big as he is, it's just that thina njengabantu we need to discover him. We need to like pull layers and layers and layers of who he is, and we discover is if in danger. Let's say discover God to go to beacon. It's just that with our mind and with our fleshly mind, we cannot conceive all of him. But with our spirit, we can conceive all of him, even though with our spirit, we cannot sometimes articulate who he is with our words because our words are limited and our minds can only carry as much. But deep down in the core of our core, khona lento uthola ukuthi khona into engiyaziyo noma bengayazi kodwa ngiyayazi. Umuntu akhulume akhuluma into phambi kwami, ngivumelana nayo noma ngiqala ukuyizwa ngaleso sikhathi, kodwa kube khona into ethi kumina, yes, le nto ayishoyo, it makes sense and I agree with it 100%. How do I know that? Because there is that knowing that is inside me, but uthola ukuthi you have to go to this level and another level and another level so that you will be exposed and discover what already exists. Amen. And then he continues and said, he ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe that Jesus will come back? Is your life that you're living showing what you believe that he is coming back? Do you believe that he exists? Do you believe that he sees you? When you are alone and thinking whatever you're thinking, do you believe that he sees your thoughts? When you are doing what you're doing in the secret place, do you believe that he sees you? Or do you want a human being to see you and then masukuba khona leyo conviction with I've been seen? But do you know ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukubona noma uvalekile nasebumnyameni uyakubona noma ilight ingekho? Thina sidinga ilight ukuze sikwazi ukubona ebumnyameni, kodwa uNkulunkulu uyabona. Do you believe that? And if ukholwa lokho kuzobonakala ngezenzo zakho. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Communion and the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. If you believe in the life everlasting, do you believe ukuthi mangabe udilika lo mzimba ungenele ekuphileni kwa okungena phakade noma ukholelwa ukuthi uyafa phele kanjalo? And if ukholelwa ekuphileni ungaphakade, so why do you lose hope when you think about that? If you think about it, there is a day where I will die. Why do you lose hope when you know what you're going to go and enter the everlasting life? What does everlasting life mean? You know, when I was thinking about that, sometimes kunezinye izinto ezishintshwe ukuthi uJesu sefikile, and we need to think about those things. If ngifa ngingena ekuphileni okunganaphakade, akukho ukufa la, ngingena ekuphileni okungonaphakade, kusho ukuthi ngizophila ingunaphakade. That means even the life that has been lived by Adam kuze kube yimanje, that life is very short compared to the life that I will be living mina mase sengidlulele ngaphesheya. But we need to chew on these things and meditate on these things until they are engraved in our spirits. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So if we hear this word of God and think about it, you see, when you're thinking about something, your body hears it. You see, when you're thinking is the language that is being spoken into your body, into your cells, that gives commands, that gives instructions. So when you're thinking and meditating on the word, you are as well saying something, speaking into your body, and your cells, everything in you hears what is being said, and then you believe masisiyakheka. You believe can be created to the negative and or to the positive. Belief is belief. Either to the negative or to the positive. Sometimes ngiyazi ukuthi sina njengabazalwane siba nalokhu ukuthi uma ukholwa sokukholwa ezwini likaNkulunkulu noma ukholwa izinto ezibhalwe la eBhayibhelini, ukholwa nje ukukholwa. That's my understanding. Ukuthi ukholwa khona umuntu ongakholwa emi on the negative side, but ukholwa kwakhe kumsebenzele. That is why uJesu said ukholwa kwakhe kona ukukusindisayo, ukholwa kwakhe kona ukukuphilisayo. Khona umuntu who goes out and do things that are so bad, but believes ukuthi uphunyuka bemphethe. And then aphunyuka bemphethe ngempela. Athi amaphoyisa asefikile, athi uyambamba aphunyuke, because he believes ukuthi mina ngiyinsimbi kaigobi, mina ngophunyuka, mina ngomafavuke njenge ini dangamani into enjalo. Because lo muntu uyayikholelwa leyo nto, uthola ukuthi iyamsebenzela. Now the question is, as the children of God, what is it that we believe? Maybe we need to sit down and think about what is it that we are believing, or you are believing, because sometimes what we believe is not what we believe. What we say we believe is not what really what we believe. And most of the time, our belief gets exposed by our experiences that we see. COVID-19 was a great experience that exposed to us where we are standing with God. With COVID-19 and the pandemic and everything that is happening connected to COVID-19, it was a great enlightenment to us. When I say ngiyamkhola uNkulunkulu, was I believing God? When I say I will stay again, and noma ngabe kuthiwa kwenzakalani, was I true yini? Ukholo kwami bekwakheke kephi? Bekwakheke kubantu noma bekwakheke kuNkulunkulu? Wena abantu bengasakwazi ukungivisitha, maybe abazange bangi-attende ngesikhathi ngifisa ukuthi bangi-attende. We know ukuthi khona abashoneliwe kwangenzeka ngendlela befisa ngayo, khona bafile bebodwa, be lonely, bethwele bodwa umthwalo. When that happens, did you lose hope and did you lose your faith just because abantu abazange baze ba-attende ngendlela bekufuna le ba-attende ngayo? Now the question is, ukholwa kwakho ukholelwa bani? Maybe those are the things that you need to figure it out. Ukuthi if ngisala ngedwa, will I continue having faith or will I collapse because I'm alone? Kahle hle uzoma nobani phambi kwaNkulunkulu? Lisi umhlabeleli, umuntu ngamnye uyozimela phambi kwaJehova. Uma usumile phambi kwakhe, ukhona ni oyomcela ukuthi umi naye? Do you actually believe that ukuthi uyoma wedwa yini? Ngoba if ungakholwa kukhona okunye okholwayo, then lokho okunye okholwayo yikona omi kona. Mhlawumbe kwesinye isikhathi ungama entweni ekholapsayo, but uma uyikholwa umi kuyona, kusho ukuthi uzokholapsa kanye nayo. Right now is about time that we find a stand that stands forever. When we stand, we can change the whole world. I remember there is a guy, I will find his name. Uthi, give me a stand where I can stand. La mangimi kona, I can change the whole world. When I was thinking about that statement, with the stand where we can stand and change the whole world is Jesus Christ. And who is Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the living word. In other words, the words that also we speak are going to determine ukuthi sizofinyelela kephi, iyiphi destination esofinyelela kuyona. So let us go now to types of beliefs that we have. Okay, so now have you established ukuthi ukholelwa kwini? Into engifuna ukukhuluma ngayo ke manje, sihamba sofanele laphaya ku Matthew chapter 2 verse 8. Matthew chapter 2 last verse 8 la kufundeka khona kanje. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child, and when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him. So sithola bani lana? UHerodi utshela izazi ukuthi, you know what, ngifuna ukubona lo mntwana nithi nizomkhonza ngoba nithi inkosi izelwe ka-Israel. So ngifuna ukuzombona. Mase senimtholile, come back and tell me ukuze khona nami ngizohamba ngiyomudumisa. But iqiniso siyazi, thina esifunda incwadi siyazi ukuthi what he was saying was not true. He was saying something, saying a right thing so that he can manipulate these people so that he can get his own way. He knew when he was saying this ukuthi what he was saying was not true. We are living in a time ukuthi baba siphila isikhathini kwi season noma sithi kwi era yamaqili. Futhi amaqili kade bese aqala ukuba khona. Kwaqala ngeqile laliyinyoka ensimini yase Eden. And this has continued through generations when people say things because they want to manipulate situations bebe bazi lokho abakushoyo akulona iqiniso. And we call that it's a public conviction where you are saying something but you know ukuthi it's not the truth. It's just something that you're saying publicly, but it's not something that is inside you. You're just manipulating a situation. Are you like that? Your arms are one shizinto just because you want to go to fit in the way you want to go to wamkelwe, but you ask lente ishoyo ayilona iqiniso. We have seen even abazalwane ney'nceku zikaNkulunkulu, if ngisho iy'nceku ngisho everybody who's leading abantu, uthole ukuthi umuntu usho into but it's not necessary into ayiphilayo. But iqiniso lokuthi we need to move from that. But it's you who needs to check yourself whether you are standing in that, which whatever you say is because you want people to believe you, but you know it's not the truth. We can even see that now sesizovota. We can even see lento have been happening for years ukuthi abaholi bethu government wethu wena esefuna ukungena ezihlalweni uzozazosithembisa izinto azaziyo ukuthi ngeke azazenze, because he knows ukuthi need to say the right things that are going to give us hope. And when we have that hope, because we know ukuthi lezi zinto siyayifuna, sithola ukuthi siyavota. But ekuvoteni kwethu bebazi vese ukuthi the only thing that they were after is i-vote not ukuthi bafulfill what they promise ukuthi bazokwenza. But ke sonke sabantu, in some point we can stand and blame government, but the truth is what matters is when we look at ourselves individually. Thabisile or Dreamsome looking at herself and say, Father, where is it where I've spoken something and I've never fulfilled it because I wanted the outcome, but ngibe ngazi ukuthi angiqondile ukuthi loke ngikushoyo ngizokwenza kahle hle bengisholo nje ukuze kwenzeke intando yami. And then we have a private conviction lapetholakala laphayana ku Matthew chapter 26 verse 35 la kufundeka khona kanje no, Peter insisted, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. And all the other disciples vowed the same. So Peter lana uthembisa uJesu, mina ngisoze ngize ngakulahla mina Jesu, la uzofa khona mina ngizofa khona. But we know ukuthi uPeter had a private conviction la ivezwa khona ubuqiniso benhliziyo yakhe ukuthi, you know what, he was giving a vow, yento ethembisa ngento azoyenza nafunayo ukuyenza, but iqiniso lokuthi circumstances proved whether he was right or not. Mase sekufika uJesu esethathiwe mayemlandela lapha kuthiwa nawe siyakwazi ubunaye, ifiye yama ngenyawo, and then this conviction yathestwa yafakwa emlilweni ukuthi expose ngempela ukuthi igolide la ngempela, on to find ukuthi it was not true. Wamphika uJesu kathathu wazi wathuka ngisho inhlamba. How many people have said and came and said, you know what, la uyakhona ngizohamba nawe, la uyakhona uNkulunkulu uthe angikuseve. Uthola umuntu mase sekufika ama pressures of life, mase sekufika testing wama relationship, because every relationship will be tested. Nomethe ukuthi umuntu umthanda kangakanani, nomethe ukuthi umuntu uyinkosi yakho namhlanje umbeke kwi pedestal, but leyo relationship, no matter what it is, it will be tested. Every relationship in life, it gets tested. It's like God has put stages, like umama mangabe conceive, there is a stage of conceive of so conceive yokuthi she needs to sleep with a man, mase kungena imbewu yomuntu wesilisa mase kufethelazeka iqanda, and from this stage kufuna lokube khona ukukhula kweqanda ke manje, and then umama adlule kwi stage sign se first trimester la experience khona changes ngama hormones and changes kwi body, labanye be experience khona ukuthi babe ne nausea, bangabe besakudla ukudla okuthile, bedla ukudla okuthila, and then second trimester amabela yakhula, umuntu aphenduka abe plump, isisu siyakhula, ama joints abe loose, usengawa noma inini noma kanjani, and then kuze the third trimester la uthola khona ukuthi useyasindelwa, and sekufuna lokuthi agade, I'm sorry about that. So usekufuna lokuthi agade manje ngoba isikhathi sesingashaya noma inini noma eselele ebusuku akusalaleki kahle ngoba inanti isisu liyiqhuzulana noma ulele awazi ufuna ulale kanjani. Those are the stages that happens with trimester noma kulama trimester u3 okuzalwa komuntu. Kanjalo ke nomuntu naye mayikhula emhlabeni, at some point there will be a time where you'll be tested in a relationship okuyona noma ozoba naye. There will be a test yokuthi utest yokuthi are you loyal to this person, noma are you loyal to this relationship, can you stand the test of time, like it or not, that season will come into your life. So when that time comes, if leso sikhathi sifika asifiki kamnandi, because nobody is tested kamnandi. If umuntu etestwa funa hlale deskini abuze imibuzo e difficult ukuze kuphume lokho akwaziyo. So when you are tested, yonke into onayo noyigenile noyaziyo ibisi yaphuma ke. Lento esike sikhulume ngayo ukuthi mangabe usqueeze orange iphumane, iphume orange juice. Mo usqueeze toothpaste iphumane, iphume toothpaste. So in the times of testing, that is where you realize now ukuthi what is it that I've been holding inside me, and zonke izinto eziphuma ama test wokwazi ukuthi izinto ekade uyiattainile, izinto obukade uyiobtainile empilweni yakho, izinto ohambe nazo ezinye wangayidedela noma you were given opportunities ukuthi uyidedele, because everybody gets tested before test unikezwe information ukuthi abe ready for leyo test. Khona uthisha kadesh ukuthi yonke into ebuzwa othisha isuke ikhona ulente kuthi curriculum lapha ya online ukuthi you know what they will never ask anything engekho kuleyanto kuleya curriculum leya. So ma wise go to the curriculum and learn even the mark allocation that what's telling you ukuthi bazokubuzana ekugcineni. But if you don't know and if you don't pay attention you will suffer. Kahle kahle abantu ba uNkulunkulu yasho bayabhubha ngenxa yokuswelulaza. Omunye ozothi bengingazi. And that is what the Bible says. If ungazi, you suffer. That is why, kuthi, above all else, we need to gain wisdom and gain understanding. Uze washenye inceku kaNkulunkulu uReverend Emmanuel wathi, uma ngabe ukwazi ngako konke, thatha imali yakho ifake ekhanda lakho and you will never go hungry or be poor if ulwazi ulifake engqondweni. Wathi omunye ubaba, you know what? I wanted ukuthi ngisecure impilo yami for the future. So I took investment, imali enganginayo, ngayo invest ekutheni ngifunde. Uthi njengamanje nje nginama skills abanye abantu abangenawo. I stand out in the crowd because of the skills and the things that I can do because I decided to invest. So now, sibona kuPeter ke now surprisezeka naye ngoba yena ube neqiniso lokuthi ngempela la uJesu ezofa khona naye uzofa khona. Have you experienced that in your life? I have made promises but uthola ukuthi mase kufika izimo I do otherwise. And then mase kuba ukuthi I need to decide what is it that is in me engenza ukuthi ngingakwazi ukufinyelela kwi promise yami. And then I'll have to work through that. We need to work through that. Lezi zimo mayifika, they are not there to destroy us, noma to disappoint us, but they are there to expose to us whether we are ready to go to the next level or not. Because the truth is, if you fail in a relationship, you will be lying to yourself that you will do better to the next one. Ungazange ukulungise lokho ofuna ukulungisa empilweni yakho. Ngeke ngithi kwabanye abantu maybe who have gone through divorce and who have maybe have a difficult situation, ngithi look at it. What is it that made you fail? Actually, it's not even failure, but look at it. Why you were experiencing what you were experiencing and then go on the drawing board and then make a plan. How are you going to prepare yourself for the next chapter in your life? Because you will face this again. Abantwana baka Israel, they walked through the mountain for 40 years. They instead kokuba bahambe for 12 years. For 40 years, they walked around the mountain. Why? It's because they failed to pass the test. Ukuthi banga complain, banga food find, banga mamarish, babe khala nje be complain. Wase sethu uNkulunkulu, you know what? This is going to keep you in this desert. You are going to go there. Noma tuhlakaniphe kangakanani. I believe they were intellectual people kulaba bantwana baka Israel. Bakwazi ngithi ukuthi bathatha amacici babumbe ithole bakwazi ukuhlanganisa. Laba bantu babehlakaniphile. Bal ukuhlanganipha kwabo akuzange kuba guarantee ukuthi bangene ezweni lesithembiso. Why? It's because ukukhola kwakho kwabo was not aligned. Even though they were saying things outside, but their inner core was not aligned with what they were saying egameni lika Jesu. So the first one, which is public, is when you say something but you know you're not there. Okusho ukuthi you are just iqili. Number two is when you promise, you make a conviction or you make a vow, but ikukhona izinto ngaphakathi kwena ongayilungisile. Yes, umntwana kaNkulunkulu, but khona izinto ekufanele ukuthi zilungiswe ukuze alignment yenzeke. And then the last one we are talking about the core conviction. That is what you believe is what you believe. I want us to go laphayana ko Luke chapter 37 verse 41. La kufundeka khona kanje uLuke 11 verse 41. Okay, so for Sukalak verse 37. Luke chapter 11 from 37 to 41. And Jesus was speaking. One of the Pharisees invited him home for a meal. For he went in and took his place at the table. His host was amazed to see that he was sat down to eat without first performing the hand washing ceremony required by the Jewish customs. Then the Lord said to him, "You Pharisees are so careful to clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside you are filthy. You are full of greed and wickedness. Fools! Didn't God make the inside as well as the outside? So clean the inside by giving the gifts to the poor, and you'll be clean all over." So now Jesu ukhuluma about the importance of what we do outside, like the Pharisees wanted to go, you know what, let us wash our hands before eating, not for cleanliness. In fact, what they were doing here, they were observing our rituals. Like if we read there, they said the hand washing ceremony was done not for healthy, for health reason, but as a symbol of washing away any contamination from touching anything unclean. Not only did the Pharisees make a public show of their washing, but they also commanded everyone else to follow a practice originally intended only for the priest. You know what? You see, you have to do this. But you told ukuthi ngaphakathi umuntu akekho kanjalo. Now, when I'm thinking about this for you, right? Sometimes, uthola umuntu ethi nje akudivorswa. But uthola ukuthi umuntu yena uzodivorsa noma adetshela abanye abantu ukuthi mabanga divorce. Omunye uthola ukuthi sohlukaniswa ukufa. We say those things must shut this up. And I don't know whether it's relevant for me. I'm not sure whether I should use this ukuthi ngishisa abantu ukuthi sohlukaniswa ukufa, because the majority of people are not honoring that. So maybe people should say, mfundisi ngicela ungangishiso lawo mazwi. Because as ngena, I'm not ready to suffer. If engekho right, ngiyamshiya. Yabona? If nje engangenzi ngibe happy, because njoba ngishada ngifuna umuntu ozoba yilento engiyifunayo, ashintshe ubuyena ayoba yilento engiyifunayo, mina ngibe uNkulunkulu empilweni yakhe, abe yilento nje ngithi nje mangathi enza ukuthi akwenze. If engakwenzi, ngiyamdivorsa. So shintsha ke mfundisi, ungakusho sesohlukaniswa ukufa. Ebuhleni nasebini cha. But now we say these things. Omuyuzothi is because ngangisholo ngoba umfundisi wathi angisho. But now, how about you create your own vows and be true to what you're going to say? Because clearly what's happening right now is not working. It's not working at all. So maybe as I'm speaking, you can see ukuthi kuphi la efuna lulungise khona. But another thing that I would say to you, ukuthi look at the experiences, the interaction that you have with people, because sometimes we can tell ourselves we're ready, but the experience will prove to us whether we're ready. I'm not saying you mustn't do my vows. But maybe that's not the right thing to do. Maybe there's the right thing to say is that ngiyathanda kodwa ngicela ujesangisize. Moya wami uyavuma, inyama ngiyazi ibuthakathaka, but inkosi akwenzeki intando yakho. You see, when those words, which is ewasho, for me, it makes sense. Because I mustn't overcommit myself just so that I'm accepted by people. I mustn't say things that I don't mean. But sometimes it happens, even those things that I say, I'm not sure whether I meet them or not. Only when times and no my situation, no my events or circumstances happen to me, then I will know whether I was true or not. I figure umuntu ethi yabona nje la imounds on carnation ekhaya lami ngizohlala khona ngeyisengikhathele ukuhamba ngapha kuyaphela u 3 months umuntu sehambile. Why? It's because people believe what they say has a weight. Sometimes what we say manje kulezi insuku has no weight at all, but what has weight is when we see you doing what you do. When you stand through tough times, when the testing comes and you stand through pain, you stand even when things are not going according to your will, no expectation up. Uthi nake bekade ngisexpectile, but iqiniso lokuthi I'm staying here, I'm committed in this relationship, so ngizohlala noma kubiza ukuthi konteshiwe uPeter lo engithathe kuyena. This message, uthi, you know what? I made a promise, uthi, even if emshadweni wami I'm miserable, that means I'm going to be miserable for the rest of my life. But another thing that I know, uthi, every relationship that we encounter empilweni yethu is there to make us grow. Not necessarily to make us happy, but to make us grow, to make us bigger. Because every time when you meet someone, unaleyo expectation or the picture that you've drawn in your life, there are most times where you realize the picture that I've drawn is not like the reality that I'm experiencing. Now you just need to go to a place which, okay, I draw my own picture, but this is the reality. What is it that the Lord wants me to learn in this experience? Because people draw other people in their life so that they grow. And then learn to irritate ngalo muntu. That's the very same thing that you need to work on in your life. When you uthola umuntu, uthola ukuthi umuntu uhlala njalo ucasuka ngezinto azenzayo, funa lufinyelele la ugcina ungasacasuki khona, then uma ungasacasuki, that means you have grown in that area. So with ama couples, and I'm speaking to the couples, if you are being tested by your partner, you need to ask ukuthi kuphi la ngifuna ngikhule khona, and go to a drawing board and start growing. And starting making a plan. Don't make it about your partner. I've spoken to people saying, "Ngifuna partner yami ishintshe, ibo 1, 2, 3." No, it's not about your partner changing. It's about you changing, becoming the better person, becoming that you want your partner to be. You must become yourself. It's not easy, but that is how principles rule this earth. Especially thina njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Yes, we want to manipulate things, but it's not gonna work. And if we continue doing things like this, sizobona nje umhlaba. Sizobona ngezinto esizibonayo, sibone ngama experiences esiwabonayo emhlabeni. But uNkulunkulu ufuna abantu abazoma esikhaleni, ufuna abantu abazo aligna. When you are standing in the gap, for me it's like you closing langa enter corner. The bed from outside, like we're closing, and again it's an alignment. uNkulunkulu ufuna abantu abazoba aligned with him, who are going to be like him, who are going to connect to him and be the channel of peace and love. And when we do that, our land, our community is going to be healed. As esho ukuthi bapha abantu abazokhala, abazokhuleka, bafuna ubuso bami, and uma benza njalo, mina uNkulunkulu, I will heal their land. So I know ukuthi if senza njalo uNkulunkulu uzobonakaliswa empilweni zethu. La sikhona, the badness, the corruption is so high. It means to match that and be greater than that, we need also to supersede or normality, transcend the evilness esiyibona emhlabeni by being greater. Ukuze sikwazi kuzobonakala ukukhanya kwethu. If ubumnyama bu-tense, bu-dense, kusho ukuthi nokukhanya funa kwenjani bube densa ukuze sikwazi ukuthi bunqobe lobo bumnyama. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. We can't join the darkness and expect to see the light. We can't talk about the darkness and expect it. We talking about the darkness, the light is overcome. We just need to speak about Jesus Christ. Actually, Jesus is the only hope in this generation. But we cannot speak about the Jesus that we don't know. Maybe funa qale ngathi mina qale kumina ukuthi let me go back and check myself and ngiyobheka ukuthi ngiyakholelwa ke yini kuyena lo Jesu. Is Jesus guiding my step? Is he the light in my life? Is he lighting my path? Is izwi likaNkulunkulu the lamp in my feet? If kungenjalo asibuyele khona. I'm also talking to myself and I'm saying, let us come together, guys. And encourage each other. The truth is, it's difficult like emhlabeni, but when we encourage each other and yabona nje siphakamisane, sileke ukuloko sijajana, sishayana ngamavesi, sishayana sishelana ukuthi sibo sibabi kangakanani, sibabi vese. Akekho futhi umuntu ofuna ukutshela ukuthi mubi kangakanani. But if we can elevate each other, shaye sengazi ukuthi umunye umuntu mkhulu kunawe, then we will see the difference like emhlabeni. But iqiniso lokuthi going there, if gadu lapaya, on the far end of the other side and coming back home, sometimes there is that humiliation. Ngiyacabanga nje uDana yolahleka ibuya. That thought yokuthi buka ngilahle konke, ngiphelelwe konke. Isidima sami siphelile, igama lami alisekho, but ngihamba ngibuyele ekhaya. I can imagine how he was feeling. But kona ke lokhu uJesu akhuluma ngakho uthi umuntu mayefuna ukusave impilo yakhe akalahlekelwe yiyona. My goodness. So uNkulunkulu akasize. It is my prayer today that Father help us. May we find that alignment. The outside be aligned with the inside. As you said, even in your word, ukuthi for our inside to be clean, let us look after the poor. And we repent, Father, that we haven't been doing that. We repent, Lord Jesus, ukuthi sibhekelele thina. But namhlanje siyanxusa ukuthi ubambe isandla sethu and help us, Father, ukuthi siqale senze lokhu izwi lakhe likushoyo. Siyavuma ngenhliziyo zethu, siyavuma ngomoya wethu. Already umoya wethu uthi yebo, ngoba awusozi umoya wethu wasijoyina kulokhu esikwenzayo oku away from your will. Umoya wethu has always stood where you are standing. Ithini besikade siseparator kwena. And we felt that separation when we walked away from you. But today we say we are coming back home. We're coming back to you, Father. And we know ukuthi unemicabango emihle ngathi, imicabango yokusiphumelelisa. May you guide us right now. We are willing to follow your steps and tell us what we need to do in this time. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen and amen. So I've come to the end of my program or of my sharing. I loved this so much. And now I'm working on my life. Ukuthi ikuphi la ekufuna le nqondo khona. But I'm not stressing ngangako ngoba izimo izona ezingi-exposayo. Kwamanje kunezimo nje ngibhekene nazo ezingi-exposayo. Oh, okay. Shifuna ngiqinisele le bawod. Oh, okay. Funa ngiqinisele le bawod. But at the end of the day, I don't want anybody to feel condemned. You know what? To those who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. If there is an element of condemnation, take that out and know that you are holy. Sengivala ke enko. I had to ask ngeke ngayishare nalento izolo ukuthi ngiyemlazi ngafike ngabiza abazalwane ukuthi bangaka abazalwane abazi ukuthi bayathanda uNkulunkulu. The whole house raised hands. And then ngase ngibuza ukuthi inanda bangaka abantu abathanda uNkulunkulu. The whole house raised and except for those camp abade being a nice show. Omunye uthi it's because ngone kakhulu bengingazi ukuthi ngiphakamise and because I feel uNkulunkulu yangizonda ngenxa yezinto ezenzeka empilweni yami. And then masay sengithi okay bangaka abantu abazi ukuthi baholi bangcwele ba clean. It's like nje pure holiness. Emlazi nobody raised their hands because this is one who said, I can't raise my hand because how can I raise my hand? I'm not holy. Ujesu holy but not me. La inanda maybe 5% raised their hands. Not even 5%, maybe 3% raised their hands. And then I said, you know what? Because of the work that Jesus Christ has done, if we are counting to that, we are holy. As he is holy. If we will believe or trust our abilities to save us, no human being can save themselves. Lang in my corner, there's someone who's looking at me who say, hey, was why shy flop band to tell it's absolutely or dream some clap in Naminga boot saying as a flop lapan, manga sing finale lapana sing abandon. Then we will never be able to be saved. Baruch Jesus says, a lily tin of Melu, which is called again. Figure that out for yourself. We need to find the stand. And the stand is Jesus Christ. But some of us are scared to stand on the stand that has already been given to us, that foundation. But we need to find a way. Next time, who is holy? You raise your hands because you know that you are holy. The amount of prayer that you are praying will never make you holy. The amount of reading the word that you're reading will never make you holy. Ngelingilanga wakwathi umunye umzalwane, how ushumayelile wangalifunda ngisho ifundizwe kanjani to wrong, but ngathi mean you know what I did and I was speaking what the Holy Spirit was leading me to say at the time. If ngangigenza okwase ngifuna ukuthi ngikwenze ngoba ngifuna ngijabulise wena, then I'm no longer standing on the right stand. I'm just standing on your stand. Ngiqoke ingubo zakho ngoba ngifuna ukujabulisa wena. So I can't do that. I'm doing something as led by the Holy Spirit. So nami ngifisa ukuthi ufinyelele lapho ukuthi makuthiwa nje uba ungcwele, uba holy, izandla zethu zonke azinyuke because we are trusting on the work of Jesus Christ because he is the only one who can save us. Thank you, Jesus, for saving us. And thank you for loving us when we were so unlovable. And we are choosing to stand on you in Jesus' mighty name. Asibona neke kusasa emva kwami ukhona intokozo. Umshana sibongile kuqolile nakupastor Mnyeza akade besibambele uhlelo lethu nodokotela Usane Msomi. And then sibonge nakuyikateli incane imbodla yakwabo osiyami ebhodlayo. Yabona mbona ikateli ibhodlayo sibongile sibambele kahle uhlelo lapha from 6 to 9. Unkulunkulu angcineke as we see each other tomorrow in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.